Hello, my lovely people, and welcome to episode 32 of the Low Carb Universe Show.
Hello.
Hi, Bitte.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm just fine. The sun is shining and we have a beautiful fall here in Sweden. So
That went quickly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I went out for a morning walk this morning, over an hour up in the hills above my house here, and it was beautiful, but I'm so tired now.
Yes. Oh, I've been talking earlier about how I am. I'm very alert in periods, and now I'm in like this, the sofa phase. So I'm waiting.
I think that's allowed. When it is fall.
Yeah, yes, it is. But the air is magnificent. It's like liquid. No, not liquid, but it's like breathing something like diamonds or something. And you get
pure oxygen.
Pure oxygen. Yes. So, yeah. But that's not why we're here.
We're today. Not here to talk about the weather.
No,
today
no,
either.
No. But it's so Swedish. We have to.
Some traditions are meant to be kept.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. But we would love to. We have a few headlines today. And the first one is how international we are.
Yeah, we need to brag a little bit because we feel that we're very modest people and really don't highlight what we're good at and all the positive things about our little venture that is the Low Carb Universe. So today we're just going to go through a little bit about how god darn international we are.
Yes,
for this event.
Yeah, we got guests and speakers from nearly all parts of the world right now.
Yes, we're waiting for Africa.
Well, Africa is the only one. We got from South America, we got from Northern America, we got from Canada, Europe, the Middle East, Australia. Yeah. And so Africa, where are you?
Yeah, so we have, if we just speak about the speakers, we have everything from Dr. Ann Childers from Oregon.
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon, on the then west coast of the United States. And then we zip over, you know, Europe, a few from there. And then actually, oh. Also, South America, we forgot.
Yes, no, I said so. You have to listen
to me. Yeah, I know,
but,
no, not that, but Mexico and Ecuador.
Ecuador, that is cool.
Yeah, and Megan from Canada, and Vanessa sort of from Canada too. And then Europe with, you know, fantastic speakers like Daryl and Ivor and Andreas and...
Yeah,
sort of Javier as well, because he is based in Oxford.
You mentioned Javier. Maybe we should tell people about him.
Didn't we do that last week?
Maybe we did.
But if we didn't, here's a refresher.
For those
Javier,
yes.
Jaramillo is a fantastic researcher who researches keto for mental health and more specifically schizophrenia, which is a super interesting and up and coming topic, and how ketone metabolism can benefit the brain.
Yeah.
So we're going, we're doing brain surgery.
I think so. Yeah. High quality brain surgery.
Yes. You may volunteer if you want. I'll borrow Christian's best and sharpest knife. That's cool.
Yeah. And talking about subjects, we can go over to the next headline.
Wait. No, not yet.
Okay.
We also then have, of course, the Middle East and Oman and Oman. Ali, Dr. Yeah. Ali Lavati, who is an internist and works a lot with people with diabetes and low carb. And then, of course, we have Australia and Dr. Gary and his wife, Belinda Fetke, who are joining us. So now my little geographical tour of the LCU 18 is done, and we may move on to the topics.
Okay. The agenda.
The schedule is very exciting this year.
Yes, it is. Very
and
nice.
Although we've only released a very, very preliminary version that will, by all means, be changed at some point of time,
yeah.
We have a start. Woo!
We do have, and we will put the link to the schedule under this when we share this episode, of course. But it's I think you can see a pattern or like a of how it is going to be, and we got a widespread number of subjects, everything for like the brain with and the keto and brain, and to how to eat keto when we have small kids. So it's very broad, and everyone is very skilled in their own area. So this will be so very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. We also have, you know, quite current topics within the keto world, such as Vanessa, who's going to speak about carnivore and her carnivore experiment.
Yeah.
And Maria's oxidative priorities, which is a up and coming topic within the low carb world, because no one's really thought about it before.
No.
Also Daryl, who's going to speak about cancer and keto.
That would be really interesting.
Yeah, it's a controversial topic.
Yeah, I don't feel so. I think it's coming more and more, and there's so much research being done on it right now.
Yeah, as long as you're not a medical professional, you can say whatever you want.
But of course, it's like the same for every topic in our community, sort of, in our little low-carb world. And Megan Ramos on fasting.
Yep, evolution of the dietary guidelines by Belinda Fetzke.
Yeah.
We're super looking forward to. And of course, we wouldn't be able to have a Low Carb Universe event without movement, of course. So Daryl is going to do many of his primal play sessions in the workshops, which are then in the afternoons. The lectures are in the mornings, and then you can pick and choose whatever you feel is the nicest for you in the afternoons. But I really do recommend trying at least one primal play session with Daryl, because that is hilarious. And I'm sure he'll throw in some animal moves in there too, which is,
I'm quite sure,
coincidentally the name of his newest book.
Yeah. And we are so happy to inform you that we will be joined by Bettina Herring this event as well as the two last. And she is an instructor in something called Surya Soul Dancing. And that is hilarious. And it's so much fun. She combines two of the values, two of our core values, because it's sweaty. It's hard work. It's hard work doing this. And it seems, when you look at it, it's okay. It looks like they just, dancing around on the beach, I have to add. But the thing is that we want people to feel joy and enjoy life. And in that, you can put the fact that you need to relax and have fun. Be brave enough to do crazy things.
Yeah, laugh a little bit at yourself.
Yes,
it really
exactly.
does help.
Because people are walking by on the street and they are looking down on the beach when we are dancing.
Don't scare them.
No. Because to me, this is something positive. And I think that every other person, every other guest that's been on Bettina's workshops, they feel the same, because you get so happy from dancing with her. And when people go there and then stop and look, you just wave at them, hello, little
Anne. For the first couple of minutes, and then you're like, you know what, F this, I'm doing my thing.
Exactly. So we really want you to go to meet her and go down on the beach to have a session with her. It's super cool.
Definitely. And as we mentioned, of course, this schedule is definitely not done yet. We still have a few topics to confirm, and definitely a few workshop topics to confirm. And so there will be changes. And we, of course, also have our final, a little bit secret still, speaker to reveal.
Yeah, this speaker is named Double X now.
Yes.
At this moment in the schedule.
Yes, because we need a few more things from this person before we can reveal who it is. But I can give you one little hint. And if you have ever been in contact with the German-speaking low-carb and keto world, you will definitely have heard of this person. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep.
And then you can guess. Leave your guesses in a comment below, and we'll be happy to tell you that you're wrong.
Yeah, do that. And then yesterday we premiered weekly live at in Facebook.
Oh my God, it was so much fun.
Yes, it was, and people love it.
I did a double whammy on both Facebook and Instagram, which I had never done before, and it worked out quite well.
Yes, surprising. That was great. Yeah.
So I was thinking that, you know, if other people can do it, so can we. So that was my motto going into this, and it worked out well because I had, of course, if you don't know how to do it, I figured it out for you, and I can tell you right now. You put Facebook Live on your laptop or your computer, and you put Instagram Live on your phone behind it on a tripod, and that's how you solve the technical issue of going live in both.
Nice to hear, because I'm doing it next Tuesday. So,
yeah,
so, yeah. Hannah and I will do every second. And for the last one, we'll do a live together from Majorca from the very first night of LCU 18.
Yay!
I get goosebumps thinking about it. Think that we standing there at 9 o'clock after dinner and okay, now. This is the last live for a couple of weeks, maybe, or something.
Yeah, because we need some recovery time after.
We do need, because
we'll not be showing ourselves on a live video for a long time after.
And let me tell you that after an event like this, because you get, for me and Hannah, this gives us so much energy and inspiration and knowledge and everything. We get such a boost from it. But Sunday night, after the both LCU 17 and Keto Ladies in March, we're like zombies.
Yeah.
Feed us.
It's all worth it, but
tuck us down. Let us sleep.
Feed us, make us drink kava, and tuck us in and say night night. Because we need a good day and night and about a week's rest.
If you have any questions,
of course, for the live sessions, yes.
Yes. Yes, you do that, because we will talk about everything and anything.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, well, it's not the same as the podcast, of course, but it is similar. But this is only LCU 18 focused, and the updates and new speakers, and if we change the schedule, and, you know, all of these things. If we hear something from the tell or something like that, any news, we will share at 9 p.m. CET, Central European Time, on Facebook and also Instagram, if we can get it to work every time, but at least on Facebook.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday.
And that leads us, something happened now that leads us into our last topic for today, tickets. We just got another order.
Yes, while recording this. Woo!
Oh, poof, 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 it says. Oh,
we celebrate every single order.
It just keeps popping in here. This is super cool. We are so happy, because doing things like this, we managed both our events, but you're always quite nervous because it's a big thing. This is something we are not.
We could be liable for quite a lot of money
if we don't make it. Yes. And the last few weeks, we've been selling tickets
a lot
compared to this period last year.
Yeah.
So something is truly happening. Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, but actually, if I were you, as a listener of this beautiful podcast, I would not wait, because as you can hear, it all of a sudden, it just sort of like waterfalls in, and we cannot guarantee, we can't keep spaces for anyone.
No,
so if you're interested in joining us, make sure that you get your ticket soon, because it is
absolutely,
things are picking up. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. So I do want to say we are so happy for each and every one of you that decides to come to the event, because you make us so very happy.
Yeah, and we celebrate every single one.
Every single order. We just, yes! And we jump around and we are super happy. So
we can also reveal this. Ahead of the first event, I think it was, yes, the first event, LCU 17 last year, we started with having some kava every time we sold a ticket.
Yes.
But that didn't last, because...
We stopped. We have stopped doing that.
Yeah, we cannot turn into full-fledged alcoholics.
No, we are organizing health conferences, so it doesn't...
Although a good glass of kava can and is... a very good thing for your health. It's just when it becomes sort of the 3, 4, 5 a day, every day, that would be a bit much.
No, it depends on the dose, dosage. So yeah,
we've mentioned that we are so international. We've mentioned the schedule and who is sort of speaking about what. That is still subject to change unless you turned off your brain in the meantime. And we'll update it on a running basis. So check back frequently. We mentioned the last secret speaker still. So we'll see if someone can guess the right one. We mentioned the lives that were going live every Tuesday night because the event kicks off on a Tuesday, 13th of November, of course. We're going live at 9 p.m. Central European time on Facebook and Instagram to give you updates or answer questions and, you know, all of these things about this fantastic signature event of ours that is LCU 18 in Mallorca, Spain.
Yeah, and then we mentioned the ticket sales.
Yes, don't wait. I'm not going to keep one for you. I can't.
No. People waited quite long for the LCU 17 because we sold a lot in the beginning, and then we sold closer to the event. And I shouldn't wait. I should not wait if I wanted to go.
No.
So there you go. There you know.
Exactly.
And we will put the links to the schedule, to the booking site.
Yes, to everything.
Whatever you need.
Yes, and hey, let us know if there's something you're wondering about because we would be happy to, because we have all the answers. You are the ones with the questions. So if you ask, we will answer.
Yeah, your wish is our command.
It always is.
Yeah, as far as we can. Solve it. We solve anything.
Have a fantastic week, bitte. And the all same of you, to you listeners out there. And I will speak to you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.